ready. Hello, welcome to the Mega 64 podcast. 375 of these motherfuckers. You believe it?
I know, because it's not that number.
We're approaching that number.
What are we are?
500 plus.
We're at 345.
Well, 349.
Don't forget the 200 mystery podcasts.
Yeah.
What's the mystery?
Where'd they go? Bermuda Triangle, or were they on that mystery flight?
Well, you got to figure one, Boxing Day cast.
Right.
Two,
Guy Fawkes Day cast.
12 Days of Christmas, that's 12. Mm-hmm. And then I believe the Laser, remaining 180.
Every 4 years is a leap year, so there's at least three or four missing because of that.
That's what's in Area 51.
And then if you times that by the number...
Raid drives full of our
planets.
Yeah.
There you go.
Figured it out. Prophecy.
Yep. Anyways, hello.
Welcome. We're going to be talking about the Aztecs. We're going to be talking about conspiracy theories tonight. We're going to be talking about...
Crystals.
Jet fuel. Doesn't melt the podcast.
We're going to be talking about chemtrails.
The old gods.
Are they real? We're going to be talking about, a little bit of Obama. Will he run for another term? We're going to get to the bottom of it and probably get you an answer today.
Probably.
So stay tuned after this. You won't believe what we have to say.
Stay tuned after the bump. Bump time. Hit it! Nice. All right, welcome back. We were talking a bunch of shit. Now the government's watching the podcast. Basically, that means all eyes on us. Welcome, everybody. That's this is the Mega 64 podcast, the number one video game podcast on the internet, the number one internet podcast on video games. And it works both ways.
Pretty soon going to be the number one podcast in the world, I think. Just like
jet
past the video game aspect of it.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
What are some bigger podcasts than
Adam
us?
Adam Carolla.
This American Life.
Fuck you.
NPR bullshit.
Mark Maron.
NPR, no problem, Ricky.
You're dead. Crystal Children out there. Indigo Children. I just want to... fuck NPR, bro.
Yeah. I'm Sean Chatfield. Stay with us.
I don't know what the fuck Garrett was just talking about.
Don't worry about
children?
It.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
Make
it.
Make sure all your chakras are aligned if you're tuning in tonight.
It's Indigo Children Prophecy.
Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody.
I like to introduce ourselves. I'm Derek.
I'm Rocco.
Sean.
I'm Garrett.
Got Eric.
Eric's
at the producer's table.
Eric's at the Starship Command.
I'm at the Starship Command. Hold up.
And we've got K-Dog running the camera.
And if
Circle K.
You're new to this podcast, let me introduce you to Garrett's slogan. If you're watching, fuck you, fuck the fans.
That's not a slogan.
Again, that's not what we think. That's just Garrett.
That's not
so
a
welcome.
Slogan per se.
Thank you for watching.
I just, you know, I've been... the
you
last
know what? Here's the thing. I've been thinking about that since last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that that's a term of endearment.
Yeah.
Because fuck could be good... It could be
Dude,
bad.
Some people like it.
It depends on which way you take it. Sometimes somebody says, fuck you, and that's a bad thing. But sometimes somebody says, fuck me.
Or like...
But they're like, that's a good thing.
I fuck with you. And I think there's some fuck boys out there who fuck with Megan.
Yeah,
or fuck boys, sorry, but... Or is that... Wait, I could never decide.
I don't know. Is
bad?
That good or bad?
Being a fuck boy is bad.
Oh.
Is it bad?
It's bad.
No fuck boys, please.
All right. All the fuck
Twitch,
boys, get out.
Twitch, but everyone in the chat who's a fuck boy... Go ahead and block
yourself.
I get
so confused when it comes to fucks. I get so confused.
Yeah. But, you know, if somebody you're attracted to says, let's fuck, that swing.
Now, that's a good thing. Okay. Okay.
So, when Garrett says fuck the fans, just take that as him saying, let's fuck.
Okay.
Swing.
Yeah, there you go.
I just wanted to clear that
up. It's not my credo. It's not a motto. It's just something I said once.
A couple times.
More than once. Multiple occasions. Over several weeks.
I've said some things.
At least.
There you go.
Whatever.
Okay.
We need to. I'm over that personally. We need to move on.
Yeah.
I just want to cut through the bullshit.
Yeah.
And just address the elephant in the room. I hate to fucking say this.
Wow. Oh,
Here it comes, man.
Here it comes. I knew you could not even wait.
Close up, Kev.
Ben Affleck, you rat fuck. You fucked us! Once again, you invite your friends onto the movie set.
Who's invited?
And now what? Jared Leno is in the fucking movie.
Jay Leno himself!
Jay Leno!
Did you see what they did to the funny man?
Jared Leno.
The movie?
More info on Jay Leno keeps coming out. Jay Leno is the Joker.
Fucking Dallas Boners Club over here.
Yeah.
Puts makeup on and thinks he could just be. Well, listen.
You can be whoever you want. Listen. Put makeup on? Right. Bullshit.
Someone uncovered a conspiracy recently.
This is good. I've heard about this.
And we got to put this to rest.
Conspiracy cast.
Someone pointed out that a past video that we did.
We're tied to the new movie.
No.
We're tied to this fucking tragedy.
What? Another prediction? How is that possible?
Yay, you say that? Get ready to have your mind blown.
Get ready to feel like a fucking criminal.
Take this. It's loaded.
Yeah, get ready.
All right.
Load it.
You recall one of our recent videos?
Just keep the camera on him. I don't need to be on this.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I recall all of our recent videos.
Okay, listen. Okay. In the video that we made, the new Batman.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Batman is upset and pissed because he cannot afford to go to a 30 Seconds to Mars concert.
Who is the lead singer of 30 Seconds to Mars, I ask you?
That's right.
All right.
Jared Leto himself.
Jay Leto.
Batman, and a fan pointed this out.
Here's where it gets fucking crazy.
Batman gets so pissed off. Right. What happens in the video? He's outside the venue heckling.
Yeah.
He's throwing middle fingers and yelling.
Yeah.
We have footage of this.
We do.
Batman is the heckler of 30 Seconds to Mars.
We caused this.
Oh, he's the one who made him use his Joker voice.
And then the leaked footage. Yes. The lead singer of 30 Seconds to Mars sees Batman heckling him, and he fucking snaps. And suddenly the Joker voice comes out. Hey. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, don't use your Joker voice.
I'm trying to get a fucking ha-ha tattoo. Shut the fuck up.
Wow.
This is some full circle.
Whoa.
Yeah, and all this shit, it just keeps coming out, and it just keeps making fucking sense.
Dude, I just can't.
This is like Stanley Kubrick moon landing type level.
I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody. I'm sorry I used my Joker voice.
I mean, we might get. Are we banned from Twitch? We're on Twitch.
No, we're still.
Because go to Ustream if we have to.
I fought. They tried to take us down.
That was an impersonation of Leto's Joker voice, but I know mine kind of sounded like a real Joker voice.
This is newsworthy. We should be allowed to use our Joker voices on Twitch.
True.
I don't care what the rules or what
because
the laws
TMZ did have Jay Leno's Joker voice on it.
Yeah,
so why
but
can't
take
we
a second. Take a second, though. Take a second. Let all that sit in.
That's pretty fucking crazy.
How does this keep happening?
I don't know.
Because we're so fucking rad.
We're so fucking smart.
It is
we're
true.
Smart. Because our true. Logic...
We're connected to travel.
Our logic in the video was, what is the last thing that you would ever see associated with Batman? What would absolutely be so un-Batman, it would be hilarious? And we thought 30 Seconds to Mars. And here it is.
We were wrong.
Here it is. Or maybe we were so wrong we were right.
It almost comes full circle to fuck the fans because they all hated Bat Week.
Yeah.
They should have fucking known.
They hated Bat Week.
But that week was a prophecy.
They hated Bat Week,
but
they loved Jay Leto's look.
Apparently. Oh. Jeez.
So all you Jay Leno fans out there, get yourself out and accept that this is a fucking tragedy and this a mess.
What he said.
And all the footage you saw of Jared Leno doing the Joker voice was tied to the new Batman. If you haven't seen New Batman, check it out on YouTube.
Go look up Mega 64.
Feel free to email TMZ, the connection. Talker.
Yeah,
let them know.
Connected though to that Ben Affleck fuck.
Yeah,
fuck.
He's the one who. There wouldn't be a Batman fucking shit pile in the middle of the room.
Well, Detective Comics is spawned off. This
Ben Affleck just straight up ripped a green shit in the toilet bowl, and we have to clean it up.
Yeah.
Jared Leno, Jay Leno, and his fucking crew have to smell his shit. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, Ben.
Yeah. Now,
Geely motherfucker.
Here's the thing. Now we
Jersey girl bitch.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Do
you have another one?
Fuck. Yeah. Give me one. The town ass motherfucker.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Sorry. I didn't mean to curse.
You towny clown ass fuck.
Why don't you change my lanes? Bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't use the B word anymore, but...
Bitch! Oh, well, I'm doing a Breaking Bad spoof,
like
too.
Bad
okay, thing. Jesse, if it's Jesse impersonation, I'm all that.
Yeah, it's like a Breaking... Like a Walter Mitty.
So, now that we have the Joker's voice, we've heard the Joker voice, now we've also seen the Joker face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can basically put two and two together.
Oh, God.
And you basically have the full fucking Joker performance
the whole
right
movie.
Now.
I get it.
Okay.
You know what the voice is going to sound like. You know what he looks like. And you can just act out the scenes. Hey.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to dye my hair green.
And damn it!
But I've only got one fucking glove. Shut up!
Okay.
This grill is improperly made and giving me a headache.
Yeah, we've got. We know the Joker says shut the fuck up. That's the confirmed quote
That's
for the new
confirmed.
Movie.
Yeah. Confirmed.
I just. Hey, I gotta. I hate to do this, but this may end the show. This may be the last podcast because I know the legal ramifications are going to be bad, but I just feel like to the people we owe them this.
Okay.
We're just going to leak the fucking new Batman movie now.
Right now.
Right now.
We are?
Sean, on Tuesday,
put
an image up, the image
okay,
of,
I can do this.
Of Jay Leno's Joker.
Yeah, okay.
And Jared Leno. And whatever.
It's just so
confusing. And put it, just leave it on the screen.
Okay.
Nothing, don't see us.
Okay.
And I'm going to do the voiceover right now.
Okay,
so the image is on the screen.
It's right now. Wait, hold on. It starts with a news report. Let me be the newscaster.
Sure.
Okay, all right. Now I'm a picture of a newscaster.
All right. Superman's. Can we trust Superman? He's an alien. Can we even trust that?
Hey, shut the fuck up, or I'll fucking kill you. You 30 seconds to Mars rules. YouTube sucks.
And animate his mouth. When
I'm
Derek
not gonna
was
do
talking,
that. No,
when
no,
Derek
no.
was talking,
you had me for a while.
When
I
Derek
was
talking,
excited.
Show a picture of Dan Rather, but with me, go to the Joker.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck
and
up.
I just want to point out Suicide Squad does start the same way. BVS starts.
Yeah, Suicide Squad, I don't even think that's a real movie.
That's just a cover, probably.
Oh,
yeah.
Cover
like Blue Harvest for Return of the Jedi.
Yep.
Suicide Squad is actually, surprise, Batman. Yep.
BVS.
I think you freak the fans out with your Joker voice.
Sorry, I didn't know. That's what I'm saying.
Right now, they're all a little gun shy.
Hey,
if they don't want to come back.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. We should be able to use our
If
Joker
you're
voices.
Scared now, don't you fucking watch on Tuesday. Because the editing that I'm going to do is going to be so
when
fucking
you animate
scary.
The mouth?
When you see the picture with the voice back to back on top, sandwich.
It's
going to
be the
fuck.
New scariest thing available on the internet now that PT has been taken off.
And there's your news. Garrett.
Wait a minute.
Sorry.
Segway. Now, we started kind of setting up for the podcast, and you had mentioned like things we're going to maybe cover. PT news, I have not heard.
Well, PT is being taken out of the store, I think today.
No.
No, the 29th.
Wednesday.
What if I've already downloaded
it. Yo, you've got it.
Yeah.
You're good.
You've got it. If
yeah,
you
yeah.
don't have it yet, go out
but
and get
why?
It.
Why
well,
would
we'll,
they remove it?
We'll talk about why. After we thank our sponsors. Thank you.
Oh.
Kickapoo Joy
okay.
Juice.
Guys.
Thank you for sponsoring the podcast.
Oh,
thank
sorry.
You. Enjoy a relaxing Kickapoo Joy Juice soda. You can get them on Amazon. You can get a big case of them.
Yeah.
Or you can find them at a store. Some beverages
yeah.
and more carry
sick,
them.
Nope.
Some come and go. You know, some people like to call it... Yeah.
Even if you were sick.
What do they call it?
Kickapoo's
Jizz
and Jet.
Healing qualities.
Or,
what? Negate. Even if Sean was sick,
skeet and skedaddle,
the healing qualities of the beverage would probably negate any germs.
You know,
exactly.
This podcast is presented in stereo humor.
There's two
bits going on at
there
once.
There were just two bits happening at the exact same time, and neither one acknowledged the other.
Yeah.
we're breaking
new comedy technology here tonight.
It's good.
Go to drinkkickapoo.com. Follow them on Twitter at drinkkickapoo. And find out where you can get the drinks.
There are four flavors. This send us an equal amount of every flavor.
Yeah.
And I've noticed Malibu Blue is gone.
It is gone.
Yeah.
And,
so that
and,
is the
and
winner.
Original, too.
Original.
I like the original.
So those two are these boys' favorites.
Yeah.
I like the fuzzy
like
navel.
Blue.
I'm with Derek.
I like fuzzy navel. I've noticed on the Amazon page, all the related items are still waiting, Tim Tams. And everything else we've been talking about on the podcast, which makes me very happy. That means the Internet Soldier Army is taking over Amazon.
Yeah.
Makes me proud. To see that we have an effect on an Amazon page.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. So, check out Kickapoo. And also, big news, we have a return sponsor this week. That's right.
FireMachines.com.
Oh,
sorry. Oh,
it's been gone.
I just guessed.
It's been gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, SumoLounge.com.
Oh,
they're back on the map. They thought they retreated for a while to the Himalayas. They tried to make organic sumos. They tried to do it their way, and then they realized, where were we? Mega 64, we needed them. What happened? They descended from the mountains and returned to sunny San Diego and said, yes, sumo, tell the word, spread the word, and tell the people that if you're not sitting on a sumo, you might as well put your butt in broken glass or worse.
Dip your ass in glass was the actual quote.
Dip your ass in magma because it's... I don't care. It's accurate.
Let me tell you a story, and this is real. This is real.
We're supposed to rhyme
real,
the ad, though.
Real shit.
Real,
real talk.
Maybe too much information for
real
you guys.
Talk.
I don't even care.
Finger bang story.
Uh-oh.
On
uh-oh.
Thursday.
Uh-oh.
On Thursday.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I got a vasectomy. I got one.
Oh!
I got it.
My boys!
I got it.
It's not
they're gone.
Finger bang story.
I only...
It's the opposite.
I sat on a sumo, and that was the only thing that soothed my nuts.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's
wow.
real.
Are you not married that. Anymore? Or?
I'm married.
Oh.
My nuts are off limits for a while. The only thing you could touch my nuts when I was a sumo.
Okay.
So, if you get a vasectomy, get a sumo.
That's a hell of a niche
sorry,
market,
yeah.
Sean.
Hey, it's out there. It's there.
Eric, you didn't rhyme either.
Oh, no, it didn't at all.
Anyway.
Yeah, you just threw that out there.
That's
well,
awesome.
Just threw
though.
It out there.
Should,
should
that
we move
there,
on?
Bro?
That's
move
it.
On?
That's you it. No on. More. Right. You expected another.
That sounds like a dream.
You expected another Chatfield kid in a video. You expected.
That's it, man.
I promised. I did not deliver.
Four and done. That's
well,
what I said.
We'll see.
Yeah,
that's
we'll
enough.
See. If you have another, if you have another kid, that would be like Anakin Skywalker.
He would be
shit.
So. He would be so masculine.
He'd be the chosen one.
His testosterone levels would peak and re-sew his tubes together.
I feel here's what would happen.
That's a. That's
he would ejaculate so hard, his balls would literally explode.
Wow.
But within
like
them,
bubble wrap?
But within them, standing in their place would be two fully formed, much hairier, much bigger balls.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z style.
Yes.
How's that Dragon Ball Z?
Evolution. Evolution.
You never saw that episode? Where,
yeah, I saw that one.
I saw that one.
Where Piccolo, like, where Piccolo's arm, like, grew back. Just like that.
Oh, okay, okay.
Back to sumo.
See?
Green.
Anyway,
okay,
thank you,
I just want to point out, Rocco confirmed that it was actually Dragon Ball Z shit.
Yeah, okay.
I just want
sure.
to say.
Yeah, so anyway, thank you, sumolounge.com. Get a sumo chair. They're, it's better than just, don't call it a beanbag, call it a butt experience. Hashtag butt experience.
I like ask experience.
Ask experience. What do you like? What do you like better, hashtag butt experience or hashtag ask experience? Use the one you like on Twitter, and we'll see which one is
butt
number
experience
one.
Butt experience might already be a used hashtag.
I bet not. It's probably not.
We took over hashtag anal glands. We'll take this one.
You know what? How about I'm just spitballing. We can keep the options open. Hashtag butt bed. It's like a bed for your butt.
Yeah,
that's
bed.
Nice.
It's where your bed goes to. It's where your butt goes to take a nap.
Well, see, yeah. Sean was all about the nuts. So what about something along those lines? Like
what
nut
about
sack?
The
butts? Nut sack.
Yeah, nut sack works.
That's probably what.
Hashtag nut sack.
Nut sack slash butt sack.
Hashtag
yeah.
Nut sack.
What do you like sitting on? Nuts or butts?
Nut sack, butt sack. I'm sure Sumo is very happy right now.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Glad to be back. Anyway.
Welcome back, guys. We missed you.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, Sumo. Well, so we put up some stuff this week. Not necessarily a new video, but stuff you've never seen. We put up a behind-the-scenes look at our recent E-Athletes video. Now, I was not here when you guys talked about... I guess it was just you two, right?
Yeah, I wasn't here.
Me and Derek.
To talk about the E-Athletes video that we did. And I wanted to talk about that just real quick. I really liked that video. I don't know what you guys said, but I really enjoyed that video. For being a very different video, it's just kind of a dubstep onslaught, and I think that's different. I always like doing something different. I'm really happy with the aesthetic of the video, how that all turned out. It was a weird experience. I don't know if you guys talked about where they showed it and stuff. Did you guys go into that at all?
Where, yeah, gaming convention
it was,
Singapore.
Yeah, yeah, not in Singapore.
Oh, no.
In South Korea.
South Korea, you're right, you're right.
Some friends of ours at Riot reached out to us just like, if you guys did a, could you, you know, if you did a skit, we'd show it at this giant arena. of people and in South Korea, and it was like, yeah, I think we can do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we made that, and they showed it there. But then, yeah, afterwards, there was just kind of this thing of like, well, yeah, that's it, and we might never show it again.
This is what we didn't really get into.
Oh, okay,
we didn't
yeah.
know the details. Other than there was some delays for us to bring it to our YouTube channel for you guys, but
we talked with Riot and everyone there was super cool. And we've known people at Riot actually for a long time. But anyway, after the event, they were like, that's kind of all we wanted to show it for. So we don't really have a plan to, it was kind of like the video was just kind of over at that point. They just throw it away. You know, that sounds worse than it is, but there just wasn't
a
plan for it.
It served its purpose.
Yeah, it served its purpose. Exactly. And so, so we just said like, well, no, I think we should put it online. You know, let's not toss it out. Let's show it. And so they were like, okay, cool. Well, we'll work that out. But what took a while, this was months ago, what took a while is that they really wanted that song in the video.
Yeah.
And they wanted to clear that because we knew, apparently that's a big song in that genre that's in there. It's,
we covered that.
Silver Scrapes. Yeah. And so it was a really iconic song. They wanted that in there. And so it took a while to clear that, but it is clear now, and now it's out. That was really important to them, and I'm glad that it was kept
song,
in because people apparently really appreciated that. It was significant to them. So
yeah.
Anyway, so that's that.
But that was last week's video.
That was last week's video. Now
this week's video, totally different. 180, new topic.
Yes.
E-athletes video.
Whoa.
BTS.
Behind the scenes, basically there wasn't, you know, wasn't tons and tons of behind the scenes, but this was the first video that we had ever used a drone. Camera drone. You guys probably talked about that, I presume.
We talked about how
a little bit
badass of a pilot Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin nailed it. That was
what's
amazing.
Funny though,
considering we had just gotten it and we had to film like that.
We didn't talk about this though. Everybody really praised the drone shots in it, and we're like, wow, you guys finally got a drone. Not realizing maybe that we've already used the drone
in other shots
in previous videos.
Yeah. Like, they've already seen
in the Mokhtarians.
Yeah, the Mokhtarians video we did for Razer. And,
The thing, what's funny about that?
Stuck it in a couple others too. Yeah.
Yeah. What's funny about that? And this is what I said to Derek. Derek said, like, they're all saying, "Oh, you got a drone," but we've used it in other stuff before that came out that we actually filmed later, but came out sooner. And I told him, but this video is a giant fuck you. Look at our money.
Yeah.
That's the theme of the video is cash flying everywhere, snorting Cheetos.
The world is yours.
And so the drone shots are really showy.
Yeah.
They're really wow,
and like
as opposed to subtly using them.
Yeah,
in
like
other
there's
videos.
A UFO coming, and then it's just like a one shot of a truck, and then it goes back to the video. Yeah,
exactly.
I get that.
So you got to see a little bit more of that footage.
Yeah. So the behind the scenes came out. I think that's great too. Has a little extra scene, a deleted scene of me beating up a laptop in an elevator.
Yeah, I loved when that came up because I'd heard about you guys filming that, but I totally forgot.
Hey, you. Nailed it.
I
mean, yeah, so it's kind of not in the news anymore, but we made that video right when all that Ray Rice shit was going down. It was so big in the news at the time.
I checked the comments, and people, like, a lot of people were just like, what the fuck laptop part? Like, question mark. But then, you know, a couple of people down like, oh, yeah, Ray Rice. Like, people definitely got it.
Nice. Good.
I was proud of them.
Esports, real sports, big crossover.
Yeah, I kind of, when I was putting...
You're showing the downfall and they're all doing drugs.
Yeah.
And Cheetos is like,
he
beats up his fucking laptop.
That part probably would have made it in. It was just the camera falls at the very end and we couldn't do a take without the camera falling down. That happened every single time.
And, it was kind of like towards the end. Yeah, towards the end of editing, it was just like, oh, where do we put that? Whatever. I debated when I put together the behind the scenes captioning what it was, but then I thought, let people try to guess what we were going for
better.
Here. Yeah. And and you have people going, "What? What is this?" And then all it takes is someone going, "You're about what happened with Ray Rice?" And then people
start linking. Oh,
the news
shit! Story.
I never saw this. Yeah. So it was just meant to be the downfall of the.
Well, because that happened.
Oh, and let me say,
what happened
with Ray Rice was not funny.
No.
What we did
was
funny.
No, but I thought it was a good statement about the decline. That was when the NFL was in this worst state. NFL, fuck this. It's declining. So the way that we show that's declining is show
a horrible act on a computer.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Right. So I felt like, because I'm always the one who's like super sensitive. Like, should we do this? You know, I feel like that.
Yeah.
But I was okay with it. It's like, well, no, we're showing shitty things.
Things going, yeah, exactly. The Ray Rice thing was not funny.
I believe it's been put behind the two of them. I think they went and got married.
They got married. Yeah.
They went ahead
really?
And married. Yeah.
Is being reinstated into the NFL.
And he is. She with her help.
Really?
I thought he was like forever done.
No, I heard that he might be reinstated this next season or the season after.
Did you hear who's back? Tim Tebow is back.
Oh, he's now, get your action yeah, figures.
Speaking
ready.
Of so Tebow, excited. Dude, in person. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney.
Last week, I fuck off. I was a foot away from Mitt Romney.
Okay,
you can be jealous all you want. Here's some of his molecules.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was closer to Mitt once than he is to you now.
Yeah. True.
Think about that.
It's true.
Go ahead.
I liked him more than you. No, I was not on the podcast last weekend because I went to Star Wars Celebration.
Mm.
The big Star Wars event. I got a media badge, and so I was like, "Well, let's check this out." And I went and almost walked away with, but I couldn't quite put the money down. Fur from the original Ewok Tebow.
Wow!
There was an Ewok named Tebow. Not all Wicket. Right. No, I don't have that Wicket money.
No,
but
no,
Tebow.
That's that Warwick.
It was
money.
Tebow's fur in a plaque and a plaque that said "Official Return of the Jedi."
Wow.
This is Tebow's fur.
Was there any Chief Chirpa fur?
I didn't get it. No, but they did have low gray.
Oh, okay.
Low gray.
An elder.
And I anyway. So I didn't get him. I was so close.
Yeah.
It was the only prop related thing at the show that was within my range.
Sure.
It was just I can't do it.
Yeah.
I know who did get them.
Oh,
I know who got him.
I do too. I got it.
Our good friend, Gamer Wars creator, director, producer,
Tommy
Tallarico. He got a plaque with all the Ewoks.
No.
Whoa.
Wicket too?
All of them.
He's got that Wicket.
The whole tribe.
Yeah.
Don't pull yourself
tribe. Yeah.
Damn.
Honestly, hey, you want to hear something?
Yeah.
He probably got that dead one, the one cries over that we all cry over.
Yeah, that was so sad.
Hey,
we got the hide of the dead Ewok.
Let me throw some shit down on that, by the way. Let me say this real quick.
Yeah.
A lot of people throw it in my face a lot. My favorite's Return of the Jedi. I don't think that's necessarily objectively the best Star Wars, but that's my favorite.
That's fine.
Okay.
Sure.
People constantly throw back at me, but the Ewoks suck! The Ewoks! And they put the Ewoks on the same level as Jar Jar Binks.
Ridiculous.
As this movie-ruining thing. And let me just say this. I always point to that scene. There's a scene that an Ewok is shot and killed, and the other one is just over it, not knowing what to do. That right there eliminates your argument that there is an emotional scene, and I don't care who you are. Anybody I watch that with goes, this part. Oh.
That part
sucks.
The hardest thing to watch for me in all of Star Wars.
I think a lot of that has to do with the sound design in whatever that noise.
He's so sad. He
it's like
falls
a little
on him.
Cry
oh
my
god!
Gets out.
Oh,
and
dude,
that,
so sad.
Dude,
that
one Ewok is just crying over another dead Ewok. Just think about that shit.
That's fucking brutal.
To compare that to Jar Jar, which was nothing but a bad joke, you can't do that. Come on.
What's he talking about?
Imagine Jar Jar Binks crying over another dead Gungan. I might like him, but that happened with the Ewoks.
I might enjoy the guy. But anyway, I don't know if there's more to say about the behind-the-scenes athletes. I was going to say a couple quick things about the Star Wars thing.
Yeah, I want to hear about Celebration,
I was just going to say, so I was there on the last day. I tried to go the first day of Star Wars Celebration. We had some stuff to do in L.A., so I was like, well, I'll drive myself, and I'll go in the morning, because this was in Anaheim, which is on the way to L.A., in case you don't live in California. So I stopped by there in the morning and thinking, well, I'll check this out. And then in the afternoon, I got to go to L.A., so that'll be fine. I'll just check it out for a few hours. Well, that morning was when the Force Awakens panel happened with the new trailer, and J.J. Abrams was there and all that. It was such a madhouse down there. I was like, yeah, all right, let's check this out.
Really?
And I pulled into town, and it was like I had a choice to make. I had an appointment, too, to get some real FaceTime with Star Wars Battlefront, the new Battlefront.
That trailer is
I was going to experience gameplay. I had an appointment and I got into town, couldn't get anywhere. A guy is yelling at my car. I roll down the window. He tells me, "Are you registering?" And I was like, "The media badge, I just eked that out." And he's like, Oh yeah, go ahead and park at Angel Stadium. Sign up for this bus, and they'll bus you in, and then go to the media thing. That might take a while, but I'm looking on the horizon at all these dudes who look like me dressed as Jedis, and I'm like, I can't.
You're not dressed as a Jedi.
I gotta go. So the benefit of Star Wars Celebration being in that area is it is literally 4 feet from Disneyland. So I just went, just turned the car 2 feet. And I was right there, and there was no one there.
Oh.
So I got breakfast and looked and watched the thing on my phone. They were about to show the trailer, and I saw the trailer, and it was really funny. I was just eating breakfast by myself. Nobody was paying any attention to me. And then they played the trailer, and the last part of the trailer,
yeah.
I wasn't expecting, and I made a noise. I went, "Oh!" Sorry. Four people were like, "Okay." But anyway, so that's it. Anyway, point is, I went back on the last day on that Sunday, which is why I wasn't here. I went up and checked it out. It was the last day of the show, and it was cool. It was cool for a couple hours. You know, for a Star Wars event, you know, I'm just into the three old movies. I don't read the books.
Let me
say, whatever.
That's every convention. It's cool for a couple hours.
Yeah, and that was exactly. I was surprised how big. I was expecting the show floor to be a lot smaller because what is it? It's a Star Wars, and it really shows you when you get there. It really is that big because every booth, it's all mom and pop booths. Not all of it, but a ton of it is. And it's all just, here's some guy with all his 1997 Power of the Force figures.
And he's a collector selling.
And that's it. What do you need? You need a 2-1-B meta droid? What do you need? And whoa. And then you go to another booth and it's like, this is, I have artwork from all the books that they would have on the covers and stuff, all the originals.
So these are the guys that go to other cons, but they
all converge all there with their Star Wars
the con
shit.
Of cons.
Yeah. And it's funny because I walked in, I saw some people there and I was just kind of hanging out and talking, and they had all these big sets on the show floor and vehicles from the movie, and I'm like, that's really cool. I made a joke, like,
the new movie?
Yeah, they had actually a vehicle from the new trailer that what's her name? I guess her name's Rey.
Yes.
Speeds away on. And so they had that there, and I'm like,
big two boxy things.
And I was like, did the studios bring these? And then I corrected myself, like, well, of course, because no fan's gonna fucking make these.
Yeah.
And as I said that, this guy turns around. Actually, we did make these. It was like a handful of people made that stuff. It was like stuff that they already had.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was I made them sound really flattering, but no, but some, I don't know who it was that corrected
just based
me.
On
he
the
was
trailer.
A dork.
Just
but the people who made
nerds.
But the
just
people
based
who made
the trailer,
them,
they had already made some stuff.
Yeah, and wow. When I talked to one guy, I don't know if he was messing with me or not, but they had the deck of the Millennium Falcon that you could just walk in and take pictures and stuff. And I asked the guy about it, and he was like, it's actually the Outrider. And I was like, I don't know if he's joking or not. That was Dash Rendar's ship in Shadows of the Empire. But he said, but I'm not telling anybody. I don't know if that's true.
Oh, dude, you just left a fucking secret.
Fuck, great.
Well, Outrunner, Chewie, we're home.
Shit, that's some insider shit.
Hey, so anyway, this one for a couple hours.
I'm at home. I don't think they should release another trailer for that movie. Maybe that's crazy.
I talked to Sean about that. As soon as it was over, I was like, I've seen exactly what I wanted to see.
Yep.
I'm good.
I'm hyped. You know what? I wasn't going to talk about Star Wars, but now that we're talking about this, I told these guys the other day I'm looking forward to the new movie. But I'm really worried that they're just going to cram so much Star Wars stuff down my throat.
Yes.
Until that movie comes out, I'm like so scared. Because there's talk now about a spinoff movie.
Right.
There's talks about TV shows. I'm sure the Battlefield, Battlefront 3, all the stuff for the new video game is coming out. And it's just like, hey, the new movie looks cool. Let's take our time.
Hey,
let's take it slow.
The consumerism is peaking because, like, Amazon already a week ago had ads saying, get ready for May the 4th. Get the Star Wars shopping list done.
Hey, Star Wars.
It's like, fuck off.
And I feel like we're still on our first date yet. Hand off my groin, please.
Yeah.
Please.
I was going to say.
That's coming later, guaranteed. Let's just take it slow.
So that's what I was going to say was the last thing I was going to say about the convention. I was there when they showed the trailer. It's not online officially. There's people leaking it. Mm-hmm. But for the standalone there's a standalone Star Wars movie, Star Wars Rogue One. And they showed a teaser for it. And it's going to be a standalone movie in a totally different style, like a darker kind of style and all kinds of stuff about the crew that was tasked with stealing the Death Star plans. It's a standalone movie. It's
fuck.
Not.
That
it's not.
Sick.
It's not
it
episode.
Cool.
It's not episode 7 or 8 or 9.
No.
And yeah, real talk. That could be interesting.
It all sounds.
All
cool
I know
that
is
Mon
like
Mothma
people.
That
yeah.
That?
People
yeah.
died. You know, and it's like we don't really
Many
know
Bothans.
The story.
A ton Many of Bothans
died. Died. Well, that was
second. Yeah, that's the second story. Sorry,
but
that's the second movie.
Yeah, but that's second. You know, episode 2. But anyway, no. But while that's interesting, I was on the show floor when all that was happening, thinking, "Oh, I'm just hot off the episode 7 trailer. I don't
slow it down.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah." And I told I was talking to Dominic about it,
it's all
and
cool.
he said this. He basically said how I feel. He's like, you know, if episode 7, 8, and 9 came out, and then it was like, now what? And that showed up, I'd be stoked. But right yeah. now, I'm still trying to sell myself on there's an episode 7. You know, it's too much. Yeah, it's too much right now.
But we'll get see. Ready because it's not slowing down.
It ain't slowing down.
Well, it ain't slowing down.
Hey, Disney owns Marvel. Money. Marvel has a new movie every weekend. This is going to be probably their new.
Hell yeah.
I'm not hearing very good things about the Avengers.
Me neither.
Hey.
No spoilers because I don't know anything.
Hey, you know what really annoyed me? I was talking to some friends and they said I was giving them shit about the Jared Leto Joker and how stupid I thought it looked. And they said, "Well, you're still going to see it." And I said, "No, I'm not."
"No, I'm not."
And they said, "Yes, you are. You're going to see it." And I said, "No, I'm fucking not. Like, what is this?" And they kept insisting. I'm like, if there's a movie that I haven't seen The Avengers because I didn't want to, like, I'm not going to see the fucking – I'm not going to see it. I don't give a shit about the Suicide Squad. Like,
I'm not going to any of that.
Yeah, I feel like everybody who likes the Jared Leto thing, the thing they praise it for – They'll praise it and then they'll compare it to something and I just feel like you don't know what you're talking about. Because I've seen people praising it and be like, "Yeah, he looks like a real like street Vato gangster." And be like, "I don't think you've met anybody like that."
I don't know.
Or like, "He looks like a real serial killer." Again, I don't know.
They had to change it up like because, you know, Jack Nicholson was crazy. And then the darker version was Heath Ledger. And this one, he's a psychopath.
Yeah,
he's fucking stupid looking. I don't know.
Jared Thorban in the chat said, and this is an interesting. I always think about this, and it is true.
Thorban, shout out.
Star Wars is such a part of culture, but people forget it was dead from 85 to about 96.
Yeah,
it's so funny because 97 is when they started doing figures again, and Shadows of the Empire, and this, and it became like kitschy to like it again.
Yeah.
And then they started talking prequels and all that stuff.
You know what?
But it's funny because then you watch movies like Mallrats, which is like 94, and just them referencing Star Wars is a gag.
Right.
Where they go, "Huh, do or do not, there is no try." Just by saying that, it was a gag because who the fuck remembers Star Wars, you know?
Yeah.
But now it's like...
I don't feel like Star Wars did die off.
No, it definitely did.
It was dead.
I remember Star Wars, the trilogy would play on like USA. HBO, all the time. They played on TV all the time, and that's I was constantly seeing Star Wars on TV.
I felt like as a kid, I probably became a fan of Star Wars in 91, and I could not find anything. I couldn't find lightsabers. I couldn't find toys. I couldn't find
you
shit.
You just said you became a fan in 91, and that's when they're saying it's dead.
Well, exactly. So I couldn't find anything. Like, it was dead. Like, I couldn't
You found it.
My dad showed me a VHS tape of it, though.
Yeah, that's not to say it was gone, but it wasn't part of the cultural zeitgeist in the way that it was when those movies originally came out until 97.
I found
it
one.
It was a nerdy thing to reference until around 97. Then it became everyone.
I had one shirt that said Darth Vader on it right there. And that was it. And I wore it all the time.
It
because
just said Darth Vader's name.
D-V-
it didn't have a picture?
Darth Vader. No picture. Just that. And I wore it all the time. It was like, that's the only Star Wars thing I could find.
That.
I know.
That's crazy. That's a cool sounding shirt.
It's real cool.
DV, dog.
Cool.
Speaking of letters, we talked about PT, and then we stopped talking about PT.
Oh,
teased me, and then we got away from it. What's up with the PT?
Well, it's done. That's it.
Thought I had more movie talk, but I can't think of it right now. Let's talk about PT. Garrett, you don't know what's going on. Garrett has been outside of the loop. He doesn't know the news.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you think is going on?
Well, okay, so you had said that... it's going to be pulled from PlayStation Store.
Right.
So people can't download it anymore.
Right.
Is that because Kojima's name was attached to it so heavily?
I think, yes. Okay, getting warmer.
And this is
fun game.
We don't really know 100% of the truth.
Okay.
But,
rumors.
Yeah, I mean, you can, you can assume with all the stuff going on.
Well, we don't really know 100% of the truth of the stuff going on either. Then
no. Yeah.
Somehow Kojima doesn't work for Konami anymore. Was he fired? Do we know that as a
fact?
Yeah,
we don't know.
We don't know.
He officially doesn't work for them anymore. Do you know that?
We don't.
Nobody knows.
We don't know.
He's still good.
We just know he stopped tweeting, and they took all of his name off of their like Facebook banners Twitter branding and all that stuff, which is just weird. I mean, it's going to sell better if it says a Hideo Kojima game. He still made the game.
Well, anyway, randomly, PT was announced as leaving PlayStation Network. Today, Guillermo del Toro said, it breaks my heart. That ain't happening. Silent Hills is over. Norman Reedus came out and said, that's it. Silent Hill. Yeah, he's like, I wanted to work on this so bad. Silent Hills.
No! No that's fucking it. Wow. Way!
Adults react to Silent Hill news.
Yeah. It's pretty boring, right? How the fuck would you subscribe to YouTube?
Believe, can you believe? And
how the fuck would you watch that every goddamn day in your feed? And how many fucking subscribers do we have? Jesus. People are making some bad fucking life choices.
But can you... It's unreal. Like, it's heartbreaking because... I was saying this to somebody earlier. This is history. In terms of video game shit.
Yeah.
This is video game history. Because the 20 years...
The outcry is going to be insane.
20 years from now, there will always be articles about... The Silent Hill that never was, you know, and it'll have the pictures of Norman Reedus turning around and the woman coming out of the door and all that stuff. That will always be around.
It almost makes PT live in infamy as like,
especially because they're getting rid of it.
Yeah.
So if you don't have PT, even if you don't like it, go download it.
Go get it now.
It's going to be a part of video game history.
I don't have a PS4 to get it.
You'll never have it.
I'll never have it.
Get one by Wednesday. Let's go tonight.
Let's go tonight.
You got nothing else to do. You got sore nuts.
I do. Get a white controller.
It's not like you're going to be banging them.
I won't be doing that. I won't.
Sorry. You can't bang. I didn't mean to throw that out.
You can't. Well, see, because banging on sumos is, I think, what
7 days
for.
After the surgery, I'm back in the game.
Seven games.
Oh, okay.
But right now, well, yeah, but by Wednesday.
Hand release?
No, nothing. Nothing.
Oh, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, it's like blood. Yeah,
hey, you know what? But the judgment on my nuts feel right now, I don't want to know.
What if it's black?
Oh my god, whoa.
What if black fluid shoots out?
I'll let you know. After I'll let you know how it turns out.
It's going to be like Lost, the whole black.
It's like when you change
and
oil and it's like, you know, it's going to run dark at first and then start to clear up.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of like when you change oil.
It'll be a little less blood.
I'm getting exhausted just thinking about
it. So anyways.
It's a gross
No, anyway. But it really is. It's like a PS... There will come a day where a PS4 with PT on it is going to be a relic.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably worth money.
Yeah. And that's what someone in the chat just said. You could probably sell a PS4 with that on it for $2,000.
This is really...
Later.
Now, do you think like... Something can be remedied, like Konami can say, all right, like, let's fucking renegotiate. Like, obviously, the outcry for this is going to be gigantic.
We've worked with Konami before. Full disclosure, but people already know that.
Yeah.
We've worked with Konami before. So I don't want to, like, I hope nothing's, you know, whatever. Hey. I hope people have their jobs.
Well, we've also worked with Kojima before, and I feel like he is, like, a friend of ours.
Yeah, exactly. Good friend, and I hope nothing's wrong with him either.
And then we're also fans of both of these two entities together, so it's almost sad to see them split apart because everything that we love about
Mom and Dad are getting divorced right now, and I know how to feel about this.
Yeah, really.
So what I was going to say, though, is, you know, my feeling on it, if I had to take a stab at what's going on here.
Ooh, scary theme.
don't hear it. Take a stab at it.
Well,
bum, 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 bum.
If I had to guess, there's trouble in Metal Gear Land.
Why?
Yeah.
We already know that there is.
Okay.
We already know.
Don't we already know that there is. No, but his name is off the thing.
Okay.
And Kojima Productions maybe no more. We don't know. That's off. Now Silent Hills is canceled.
Oh, fuck.
And I could be wrong. People should look into this. I think there is no talk of their other big thing that we don't ever talk about, but their soccer series.
Yeah, winning 11-17.
Pez or something.
Pez.
I don't know the name, but I don't think they've announced the next one.
Ooh.
And that says to me that maybe they're just not doing console games anymore.
What?
Konami.
They would just do what?
Pachinko? Well, they're Konami exists as a huge company. More so in Japan, and it's pachinko, it's arcade.
Yeah.
And fucking makes me Pachuco think boy. Maybe they're shifting to that exclusively. But I could be wrong. I don't know. It's just a
stab. There that was go. A good stabbing segment.
Thank you.
Do you think you could give him some kind of bumper music
and
like?
Come on!
Shut the fuck up!
Oh, no! Hey, are you happy,
Eric? Ugh. Stop fucking playing that! Stop it! I'm trying to get a fucking smiley face tattoo.
Wait, where's?
Oh no!
Oh no! You're the embodiment of
he's
the Joker.
He's doing it,
oh, dude. You went all out. You went all out. Let me get you that damaged one up on.
I board. Just.
Oh.
Hold on. Does it say ha ha?
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
That says that's right. All right now.
No, shut up.
Let me give you the.
Yeah,
damage.
Give me the. He's getting the damage.
Oh, that's fucking. That's scary as shit.
Damage. Wow. Dude, you're damaged.
Damaged. Damaged. Get some tinfoil on your teeth.
Sorry.
All right. Well.
Sorry. About that.
You should have blacked out your teeth
next time.
Right. Where's the cap? Where's
the cap? Oh, here it is.
Anyway, sorry about that. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Yeah,
about?
I don't, what were we talking about?
Kojima.
Movies. Yeah, games. So anyway, I hope, that's really fucking sad.
Yeah, I hope everything is okay between them. It is a bummer. I really want that to work out, but yeah, who knows?
You know, Kojima's still his own entity making games forward. I mean, it's not like the guy's going to.
He's not going to bow out.
Stop making video games. Like,
although, realistically, if he did retire,
hey,
he
what
earned
a way
it.
To go out.
Yeah, he
well,
earned
I think,
it.
I think he's. I know he's said this before, but I think this last Metal Gear, the second half of Metal Gear 5 to be released, the Phantom Pain, is the last Metal Gear. Now, if Konami takes it in a whatever direction, or if Platinum does a sequel to Revengeance or something like that, but I think he said he's done.
Yeah.
With that property.
Yeah.
So I don't like horror games, really. Resident Evil is as far as I'll go into that and whatever. I was so excited for us doing a stream of playing Silent Hills together. Like, I was really looking forward to it.
Me too.
I'm like legitimately bummed out.
Because I will say, I don't like that genre either, personally. Yeah, PT was one of the best game experiences of last year.
Yeah.
It was all about getting together. Hey, press that thing. Well, it doesn't do anything. Well, I bet, though, if you do it after you walk through, then it will work. Mm. Yeah. Read the. Oh, there wasn't a note there before. You know what I mean? It was getting together with friends. It was mystery solving, you know? Yeah. And that was such an experience. I hope that whatever Kojima goes on to do.
It's almost like a throwback to old NES games that were fucking hard, but there was no.
Yeah.
You know, like.
It wasn't an instant.
Like Castlevania 2, it's like, kneel at the edge of the lake for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
That's how you progress. And you know what? It was interesting because. All of, like, the strategy guides or things to tell you what to do, it was all like, guesses. I'm pretty sure if you do, like, no one knew, like,
early on,
go
sure.
down the hall, take a left. It was just, like, I think if you go down, maybe, maybe look in the mirror. I don't know. It's just, like,
no one knew for sure.
Yeah, everyone, so cool.
There's videos just of people standing around going, Jareth, Jareth, Jareth.
Jareth.
Like, did that work? Is that how you do it? I still don't know.
Well, in case you guys at home have been watching, we've been... Again, Mega 64 TV has been running 24/7 this past week or two, and we're showing Mega 64 stuff all day long, and you can watch it on our website or on our Twitch page. Hopefully most of you guys know that, but as someone just said in the chat, we have been running our PT playthrough in rotation.
Nice.
So every couple days you'll see that come
the
out.
Other night, I was here by myself and it was super late, and it was the PT playthrough, and so I put on a mask, and then just like in the middle of it, just like scream real quick, and then put back to the... It's fine. People were fucking pissed.
Fuck that game. You interrupted the video.
And so much of the chat was, fuck you, Rocco.
Why?
There was a mask on, so they didn't know who it was.
They thought it was me.
That was me. They didn't think Sweet Sean would do that to
Not Sweet
I'll,
Sean.
I'll crack the mic open sometimes and like yell shit at the viewers watching.
Yeah. Hey, I like to pop in that a lot. Whenever I'm here, just like every now and say hi. Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Why not? Hey, I've actually been playing a video game, which is rare.
What?
I know.
Tiny Tower.
That too. I've been playing Mario Kart 8 with the new tracks.
No shit.
Yeah.
They got Baby Park, which
best track of all time.
Nice to be playing that again.
That's the highly requested one.
Yes,
right?
That's all I ever
that's
wanted.
That's what everyone wanted.
Hey, they got an Animal Crossing.
That's what I heard.
And you know what's fucking cool?
I haven't
cool?
checked it out yet.
You know what's cool?
one of the characters is in the game now.
Yeah, and Isabella is also in the game. The little dog lady.
That's
a villager too.
Oh, both. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just knew Isabella.
No, and the villager. But
awesome.
The Animal Crossing level is something that no other level has ever done before, I don't think. And it is completely random on what season you're going to get when you play it. So it could be winter, it could be fall, spring, summer.
Oh, that's like a game.
Yeah.
And so, the music, I bet, is the music from that game. That's really...
It's really cool, really, and I really hope Nintendo just keeps doing this. Because all the new levels are fun. Keep release. I'll download anything you play.
That game engine is, like, the best way to play Mario
Kart. And so...
It's super fun. Keep adding to it.
Yeah, I mean, if I can keep downloading things for, like, 15 bucks, like, get, like, 8 new tracks, I would do it all the time. It's so cool. All the time. And they added 200cc.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even tried that.
That's...
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I don't need that.
Too fast. Can't handle it. I suck at that.
But I like that it's free.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. No.
I think that'd be fun to try with some friends, you know, or whatever. But, man, Baby Park. That was, like, the best news.
Me and the kids have been playing Baby Park so much. It's back to that. Like, just Baby Park over and over and over
again. I'm not familiar with it, like, from memory. Is that the one that's just a loop. Big square?
Oh, loop. Sorry, everybody. Pause.
We had a...
Pause, because there's a pause there.
There's a pause there. It's not over. How do you like it so far?
I think it's on. I think we're good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a big loop from Double Dash.
Yes.
And there's seven laps.
My favorite track.
Was it always seven or was it eight? I remember eight.
There's nowhere you can run off.
I thought it was eight.
But it's seven now, so I don't know.
Why do people like Baby Park is a good question from the chat.
Simplify?
It excels in its simplicity. Yeah.
It's a fucking mess.
Yeah. You have no room. It's just a small loop, and when all the items are flying, it's crazy. It's just a high element. It's basically like a drift racing level. You're constantly drifting and getting your sparks up. Yeah.
And dodging
a ton of weapons. So it's just craziness. It's like just a small arena.
And it's also crazy because you're going through such a small loop that, like, you're trying to, like, say in second place, try and find that first place guy, but you keep attacking people. That guy was an eighth. Fuck, I don't want to get him. Like, you're trying to, like, go through everyone to get to, like,
it's
the right guy.
Here, I'll make a comparison. Baby Park is the... What Final Destination is to Smash Brothers, Baby Park is to Mario Kart.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
It is just the simplified levels.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just racing. No, like, gimmicks. Who's the better racer?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, I've been enjoying the shit out of it. I really hope Nintendo just keeps making these downloads possible because it's so much fun.
There you go.
That's the game I'm playing.
I was playing a lot of Rogue Legacy. Garrett was talking about it, which inspired me to go back and play more Rogue Legacy.
Oh, yeah.
Which then inspired me to go start playing Castlevania Symphony of the Night on Xbox 360. It's available for $10. It's been available for a long time. One of the best games ever made. Of all time.
Of all time.
In my opinion.
I heard meh. I heard it was meh.
Meh.
It's radical. So I'm really enjoying it. And
Symphony of the Night is...
Coming off of Rogue Legacy, I'm doing really well. Because a lot of times I try to play Symphony of the Night and it just kicks my ass. Yeah. And I get frustrated with it. But yeah, Rogue Legacy really toughened me up.
I've found a groove now. And I've been playing on my lunch breaks at work on the Vita and then coming home and playing at night.
Yeah, you get into it.
Really putting some, like, I don't put a lot of time into games. I'm putting a lot of hours into
it. It's addictive. And I feel like Castlevania...
I'm getting good, though.
Yeah, Symphony of the Night and games like that, I almost feel like those are the original Dark Souls. Like, they're just fucking hard.
You've got to have patience.
You're going
to
die a lot.
For me, I have to learn to enter a room and exit and then let my brain assess where the enemies are.
Oh, wow.
What paths they move, because specific enemies move in different ways and have different ways they attack.
Yeah.
So you time it like, okay, that skeleton down there, that blue flame guy up there, like, I'm going to, whatever.
Yeah.
It's you start thinking about the game design differently than when you first picked it up and started just dungeon crawling.
For those of you who have never played Castlevania Symphony of the Night 2, it has a lot of RPG elements to it. You have a right hand and a left hand and head, chest, and cape slots that you can assign stuff to. So as you move through the castle, you're picking up better weapons and different charms and necklaces and stuff. So you can kind of build out your main character in different ways, however you want. It's cool. It's an older game, actually. It's approaching 20 years old.
Simon Belmont.
You're Alucard.
Or you're Alucard, that's right.
But I think you are able to unlock Richter Belmont later, I think.
There is a Belmont.
20 years old?
Well, it came out in 97, so it's approaching 20 years.
Jesus. God damn.
I never beat it.
It's fucking crazy.
That was a big tie-in with the new Lords of Shadow 2.
And it has four different endings, too.
They put Alucard in it. It was a big story crossover thing. And then there was actually DLC where you could play as him.
Because he's like the best character.
Yeah, well, Symphony of the Night
has like the best story. It's awesome.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Huh. I was going to say, I've always been a fan of those types of games that, you know, they call it Metroidvania, but Metroid was the first to do it, so I guess you could just call it Metroid
style.
As
Metroid
a genre.
Style.
But, anyway, those kind of games. I really like Symphony of the Night. But it's funny, I also really liked Super Castlevania, which wasn't like that at all. Which is just the Super Nintendo game that was very straightforward, but was really, really cool. And, yeah, anyway, that's all.
Was that just like a platform brawler?
Yeah, it was just, yeah, it was basically just, yeah, it was pretty straightforward. It was on Super Nintendo or whatever. Hmm. But, yeah.
Symphony of the Night was originally released on the PlayStation?
Yeah, I think so.
PS1.
Okay. It is very badass. Super cool. They don't like, you know...
Soundtrack's always talked about.
The soundtrack is radical, and they really just don't make games that... That era of platformer is gone, basically.
Yeah, I'm...
Well, I mean, not true, though, because, like, I always want to call
Rogue
the fucking
Legacy.
Game Shovel Knight. For some reason, those
you know
two
what, though?
Came out.
Rogue Legacy time. And Shovel Knight, those are all throwback games that kind of celebrate what was, and they kind of all approach it with this cute, like, retro... Yeah, it's not... It's, you know... What am I trying to say? I think Symphony of the Night came out at a time when it was trying to be edgy. Now you look at it and it's retro and it's a little bit softened, but they're using like choir music. Like you feel like you're in these church cathedrals. It's super dark and like the enemy, the boss battles are really badass. And it's just, yeah, it's got this whole like dark atmosphere to it that I feel like is not around in these newer games.
You know,
it's got some heaviness.
Do you still have a 3DS?
What did you fucking write on my head?
Sorry.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
I got distracted during that conversation and people were like losing his head. Oh, fuck you. You're supposed to write what was it? Damaged?
Damaged.
What
right?
I'm pretty sure it's an idiot in the picture. I wrote, I saw Jared Leto in my mind and I made you into him.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's good.
I'm sorry.
The bit sucks. No good.
The bit's good.
No good.
Oh. Yeah,
close about me.
The bit looks good as fuck.
Well, the bit's good.
Bit's
it
bad.
Did get a little. It did get a little smeared. There was.
Yeah. It's good. You know, I had to work hard to get
sweaty.
That D in there.
Yeah. Yeah. For damage.
I got it. I got it.
Oh, wait, now it's all better.
Oh god.
Oh, you're fixed.
But
glad it's not Sharpie.
Derek.
Yeah.
Do you have a 3DS?
I do.
There was a Castlevania game that they put out in between Lords of Shadow and Lords of Shadow 2.
Really?
That was like really, really kind of a return to that style of gameplay that I think you would like.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
Some people weren't into that game, but some people really liked it. I never tried it.
There was a multiplayer Castlevania they released on Xbox a few years ago called Castlevania HD, and I played it. It was very weird. The multiplayer kind of worked against it. It was hard. Like, the more people you had in there, it would, like, drag the map around, so it's hard to accomplish things if you were, like, playing with a fuckhead. But the, but the game was too hard to beat by yourself.
So
it was,
you needed
like,
people
you needed a good crew to help you.
And were there different classes?
Kind of fun in theory. You could be different characters. Like, one person could be Richter, one person could be Alucard, one person could be, like, Maria, I think. Different classic Castlevania characters, and you worked as a team. But I never had a good team, so I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, though, on the subject, though, we were talking about this genre of game. Where is Metroid right now? Can we... This is all I want. I don't even need a Metroid game for the con... Like, all right, a console Metroid game, that'd be good. Give me a 2D 3DS game. I just don't understand. On a portable, give me a 2D Metroid game. The Metroid games that they did for Game Boy Advance were the best games ever. And I just don't understand that we don't have that on 3DS. You could do this kind of like parallax 3D thing where you look back at backgrounds and stuff. I just don't know why
that would be.
I don't know.
Be cool.
Anyway, just waiting on
that. I'll have to check out that handheld Castlevania. But
yeah,
right now, cool. I'm really enjoying Symphony of the Night. And I want to. This is a tall order. I want to get the ultimate ending because I've heard that there are multiple endings and I've never gotten the best one because it's fucking hard.
Yeah.
But I'm going for
what
it.
What are the like objectives or, I guess, determining factors on what ending you get, just how
the story of Symphony of the Night, real quick. I don't want to bore anybody, but Castlevania is every 100 years Dracula's castle shows up. The Belmont clan is the family that is charged with going in there, so every 100 years they have to send like the oldest male to go kill Dracula. Symphony of the Night, Richter Belmont kills Dracula. 4 years later the castle comes back and Richter Belmont is missing, so Alucard goes in with two objectives: to find and kill Dracula and send the castle back to wherever it came from, and find out what happened to Richter Belmont. apparently, once you get to the end of the game, Dracula is not the main boss. It's Richter, and he's gone, like, pure evil. Mm-hmm. So you can kill him, and that's one of the endings. But I've heard, and I know this is true, I'm just kind of blurry on the facts, there are certain items you can get. I think you can get enchanted sunglasses, and in that boss battle, you'll see there's actually this character controlling Richter. And you can only see this guy with these certain goggles on. And if you kill him, the game doesn't end. And it keeps on going. And you hit a certain point where you've explored the whole castle. You find a portal to an inverted castle. And the whole castle is turned upside down. And you basically have to play the game again in an upside down castle.
What?
And it's way fucking harder. And at the end of that...
Is it upside down on your screen?
It's literally the whole map is flipped.
Because in Rogue Legacy...
It's called the inverted castle.
That there's characters that are upside down. And that's how you have to play.
Yeah.
And it's fucking impossible.
So you do the whole castle like that, and I've never gotten this far, but supposedly at the end of the inverted castle, you'll find Dracula.
Whoa.
Holy shit. So, yeah, I've never played Symphony of the Night. I'm, like, looking forward to it now after your talk-up.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
I did spoil it in the chat.
Wow. It's
who? How but fucking old is that?
It's probably older than most people in
and
the
I'm
chat.
And I'm not getting... Right now, so. Hey, I ain't getting to that inverted castle. I'll tell you
I'm
right now.
I'm spoiling a game they never would have played
Richter's
otherwise.
Going down.
Yeah.
I'm taking the easy way out.
By the time you get to Richter, there's so much other shit, you're not going to care these few sentences that I just said.
Yeah. Awesome game.
Do you want to open that we have a...
Yeah, we have a thing. Real quick, before we get to that, I wanted to say, this was my first, real fast, wanted to review, it's my first weekend with the Apple Watch.
Oh!
Yeah, I noticed that.
Can we get a shot of the Apple Watch?
Yeah, can you see the Apple Watch?
I noticed that halfway through the podcast.
It's gone. It's shy, guys.
Can you see that?
801.
This is a jellyfish.
Oh, thank you.
Sean, we're over.
I cut it.
anyway, first weekend using that. Wait, you can see. There are the apps. I don't know if you can see that.
Can you see that?
When I showed this to Derek, I showed him the watch face with all the apps going. Derek said, from back here, it looks like you have STDs on your wrist.
Yeah, it looks like your wrist got an STD.
Yeah.
It just has, like, bumps and things. Anyway.
Looking bumpy.
Looking a little bumpy today. But anyway, first weekend having used it. It's exactly what I wanted from it, which is it's a toy and it's fun. That's really it. I lump it in the same category as the iPad. Where it's not like the phone, like you need the phone, whether you know you need a smartphone, like don't not have one. But iPad and this are just really nice to have, but you don't really, you'll get by and
it's a luxury item,
need it, whatever. But I enjoy it because it delivers all these things to my wrist. I'm talking like a fucking Power Ranger into the communicator, it's great. I've been doing that.
How's
every
the
phone call
phone
with Sean? Phone? Oh, it's been great. How have I sounded? You tell me.
I thought you sounded really well. I didn't know I was on speakerphone.
There you go. I didn't tell
and
him until the end.
I said some things I shouldn't have said.
Do you keep your phone in your pocket, or like is your phone somewhere else right now?
That's in my car.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But Rocco is now more inclined to send emojis, and they're bigger and they're animated now.
Yeah, the emojis are like there's like. To do emojis on the watch, it's like CGI weird, like, it's a CGI happy face guy and a CGI hand. You could choose either one and use the dial to scroll between them to get them to morph. So, like, you have the face, and by scrolling the window, it makes them go like, and you just kind of stop it where you want it.
And then
the hand, it's the same way, where you scroll it, and it's like, but you can't get that.
Fuck.
So wait, you do ring finger?
No. Yeah, so that way.
But will it send to my phone as like a unique emoji that I've never seen?
It actually does show up on the phone.
I mean, they don't care.
But yeah, buddy.
We
can't have that yet?
But anyway, so it's that. It's got some, some of the things they hyped up are useless.
Oh, it sends it as a picture file. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Some of the things they hyped up are useless. Like, oh, if someone else, has the watch, you can just kind of scribble something on the screen and it'll just show up on their screen. Well, you're either getting a happy face or a dick. Like, that's... There's no, like, what else are you...
Happy dick. Dick face.
Otherwise, you're texting him. So, anyway.
Now I'm Prune Tracy.
So, so, that being said, so all that's cool. All that is fine, whatever. It, like I said, all that stuff is like, it's a toy, whatever. But I really like all the health information stuff is great. It has sensors on everything, and it really video gamifies.
You don't need Fitbit stuff.
It's like a Fitbit, but better.
And that's what I was waiting
Rocco on. Rocco stood up out of nowhere the other day, and I was like, what's wrong? And he's like, my watch told me I should
this thing,
stand up.
It tells you everything.
Are you serious?
It actually tells you, hey, you've been sitting a long time. Just stand up. Just get your blood going. okay. And so I do it. You know, I just follow
what
it says.
I didn't know that.
So for those things, it's been a lot of fun. And with texting and stuff too, so often it's just, you know, for the simple shit,
yeah.
I'm surprised how little I pull up my phone now. Because glances on here, you just look and it gives you, I got that email. Okay, great.
But when
people text me, it's just, yeah, I'll be right there. And it's done.
Yeah.
It's sent and done. So I do like having it. That being said, I can't really recommend it for all of that stuff is fun. I would absolutely recommend it to everyone if it was $150-$200. At $350 to $400, it doesn't really
to $10,000.
It doesn't to me. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. That's not to say not everyone will get something out of it. I'm glad I got it. I really enjoy it, but I can't really recommend that to a lot of people.
But you'd rather have a PS4 if you were going to spend your money.
Absolutely. Yeah. If it was a lot cheaper, I'd say everyone go get one. It's fun.
Yeah.
But I can't otherwise. So that's
interesting
my
though, because like this technology is not stopping, and that's going to become a part of most likely either somewhere between that and the Google Glass thing is a little much.
Yeah, exactly. But they'll find something wearable.
A lot of people wear fucking watches. It's gonna become when people start to see how the ease of use and just the you're not interrupted in your daily life by your phone coming up and putting your... Just a glance real quick.
I disagree.
You think it's going to be more intrusive?
I think it's exactly the same. You're doing the same motion to check your watch as you are to pull your phone out of your pocket.
You're
saving 0.4 seconds?
Well, you know what, though? You know what, though, Eric? I really am surprised how much less I'm digging into my phone. Legitimately. Now, the thing is, for Twitter, there's a Twitter thing on the watch. Why even install that?
Is it just a feed?
Because that is what Eric is talking about. It's let me see. What difference
exactly.
does
it's
what
the exact, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly? But for what I wanted out of it, I barely pull my phone out to text anybody anymore.
Really?
Over the past 3 days, it's been just
Is there an input jack on that watch?
What's that? No. It is Bluetooth.
Anything charging
Bluetooth,
jack. Oh, tight. I want to get the Bluetooth controller so I can play a game on my watch.
Oh, that's
how
a good
sick
thing.
Would that
that's
be?
That's pretty smart.
There's
wear it on the inside of
your watch.
In the glances, all the information, like Instagram is on there. Uninstall that. That's the thing. Like when you first get it, everything's on your watch, and that's a flaw. Like you got to get rid of all
do
that.
You
shit.
Have the,
like, what is it?
Do you have the Pornhub app on there?
Not yet.
Not
that's
yet.
Coming. I don't have any Jack stats.
No, still,
yeah, we got Jack
like,
stats.
But it's like, look at that. Like, they're like latest Instagram thing. Ooh.
Is
well,
someone,
someone somewhere.
Think
I better.
About this.
I'll check my phone to
is
find
that
out.
Quick, go, huh?
You could flip it around so where the screen is on your wrist, and then you watch it while you jack off.
Yeah, yeah. That's smart.
But yeah, you just put it on
that's
there.
That's smart.
Yeah.
They should make me the new Steve Jobs, basically.
Have you
Derek
used Apple Pay with
Steve Jobs?
No, I mean, it was easy to set up, but okay. I haven't used that.
Get that out of here.
I tried to use Apple Pay for the first time. I was at a CVS, and they had the NFC there.
Yeah.
No one in line, so I thought, hey, I've had this
good
phone
time
for
to
like
try
4
it.
Months.
Yeah.
Let me try it. Yeah. Did it. It came right up. It beeped. I was like, oh, shit, that worked. Awesome. And then the lady's waiting and waiting. The receipt never comes. Now the line starts. Now there's 4 people.
Yeah.
So try again, try again. I'm like, nope, here's cash. Forget it.
You know what you should have done? Once it beeps, just go, I don't need my receipt, and walk out of the store.
I've tried once, failed once. I don't know.
Like I said, I did it like 3 times. I was like, God.
And it didn't work either, right? I don't know anyone who uses Apple
And it was that. My thing, the phone completely recognized I was doing it. Okay, the thumbprint,
it,
cool. And
on
then
my
nothing
phone,
happened.
On my phone, it appeared to have worked.
Yeah.
But nothing on their end goes through.
Yeah.
Cash is good.
Yeah.
Cash is king.
Yeah. So I you know what? I'm glad Apple Pay exists. Great first step.
It's really cool.
Someday it will work.
I don't really need the Apple Pay on my phone, but it's cool as fuck on the watch.
Yeah.
Because
and it already is working with some of the SPG hotels.
As your key card.
Yeah. It logs it into a passbook, and you can use it as your key. You just literally your wrist. It already knows it's you.
You go to reach for the handle, your hotel door opens.
Yeah. So we're getting there with that stuff. We're just not quite.
That's
there.
The future.
In the future, thugs are going to walk around with a big cleaver and just cut your hand off.
Mm. Keep a keychain of little wrists around their neck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a voodoo priest.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
That's the future.
There you have it.
Okay, now you can get that.
Oh, shit. Thank you.
You're allowed.
What is that?
I'm allowed.
Didn't want to distract from watch chat.
Yeah, definitely not.
What do you got?
Anyways, thank this you is the latest Loot Crate.
Yes, thank you. Go to lootcrate.com/mega64 and get subscription to Loot Crate. You get a box of stuff every month.
I heard, what's the theme this month? It might be Jay Leno themed.
Now, Sean,
Jay Leno themed. It's going to have,
you just had a lot of cutting going inside on in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you were cutting right towards it. Again, you feel real comfortable with a knife in your crotch.
I'm used to it now. I'm used to it. Whoa! Don't know what this is. Tight. We got,
it looks like, so we got a shirt so far.
We got a shirt.
Oh,
shirt confirmed, motherfuckers!
Holy shit, you guys. Holy shit.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wow. I already know what this is.
Look
so
at that shit. That. Whoa! Check it out. We got a motherfucking bow tie.
Bow tie confirmed, bitch.
Hey,
bow ties are cool.
We
get
got
a fez.
Form 9 3/4. If you're an HP fan like I am, I'm gonna put this on my door and I'm gonna run into it and see what happens.
Sorry, I'm choking on this.
Shit, we got. Oh shit, actually.
Motherfucking Potter.
The Princess Bride deck of cards. Actually, I do think that's awesome. I legitimately like
that. Are they trading cards?
That's mine.
Are they trading?
No.
Oh, dude, you guys.
Yeah.
This is the shit.
Yeah. Oh, Rocco.
This is a motherfucking.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Rocco.
King with a K is
in
effect.
Can you zoom up? Oh, you're covering it. Yeah, there you go.
King Idiot.
King Idiot.
Damn. Well, Chewie and you were two crown boys hanging side by side.
We got Game of Thrones House Sigil.
Look,
magnets.
Look, bitch.
Cool.
D20 bow tie, bitch.
That is really cool.
Wow. I'm the dungeon master. Hey, all the DMs, this is the official DM bow tie.
I thought you were the new doctor with that on.
No, and this is a D20. Take
loot
a look.
Crate.
Look, it's a D20 dragon bow tie.
Oh. Oh, that is.
Exclusive.
When I walk into Dragon Con wearing this, look like the fucking president.
Is Winter is coming.
What is that?
It is a.
Is it chocolate?
USB.
Whoa, that's cool.
That's cool. Hey,
that's
is
awesome.
There stuff on there?
I don't know. We'll find out. Derek and I will find out.
Lannister.
Hey, I want to say real quick. The one thing about Loot Crate is sometimes there is stuff in the box that's like, what? Why? Huh?
I said all this last week.
Yeah.
I guarantee.
Oh, yeah. But there's always at least one thing that makes it worth the, you know, the 13 or however much you pay. And like, so, you know, getting a USB.
I said, there's always at least one thing, and there's always at least a couple things that you could give away to somebody who's a friend that would make them
the
happy.
Princess Bride cards for sure.
And
like
they would have no way of getting that otherwise.
Yeah, this is rad. It's rad.
What else is in there?
That was it, I think. I think that's Harry Potter, USB drive, magnets for.
Oh, there's more magnets, okay.
Is this
shirt, crown, bow tie?
Shit. What if the last book of the franchise is, like, on here?
Dude.
We should spoil it.
Yeah.
Like they let it leak out in the, wow.
Joffrey wins.
What if it's all of Cersei's nudes on there?
Yeah. Oh. Well, I was thinking Lannister porn or something, too. Yeah. Damn. You guys don't know. We don't even know what's on here.
I just want to say, if Cersei's nudes were on there, I would delete them because she is a queen and I respect her. Just want to say I love Cersei.
Yeah, eat that, criminal.
Yeah, eat that.
Fucker.
Eat that. Not that. No. No!
No!
I do love
Spit
her.
Spit it out.
Okay, I'm putting the bow tie on, and I'm taking everything
Sean's
else off.
Sean's comfortable with my spit, guys.
Imagine me naked.
You're dead. That's nothing.
Just this bow tie.
Yeah.
Sean's imagining me naked with bow tie on right now.
My spit is nothing compared to the kids.
Picture me naked with this crown on.
Picture.
Diarrhea.
Hey, real quick.
Farts.
Picture the Disneyland pimps, and we're completely naked except for the two things we got from Loot Crate. Isn't that sexy?
Does it still say idiot?
It does. No. It does. Thank you for watching.
It's gone.
No, imagine that. It. And we'll see you.
I'm getting horny.
On Gamer Wars next time.
Can't speak for anybody else, but.
Yo, dog, you fucking horny?
I'm getting horny, dog. Yo, my dick's on hard, dog.
Real talk.